AIDS Project Rhode Island presents Dining Out for Life. Dine out, fight AIDS, save the date, Thursday, April 24th, 2008. Again, Thursday, April 24th, 2008. Dining Out for Life has a simple concept. On Thursday, April 26th, participating restaurants agree to donate 25% of their proceeds to AIDS Project Rhode Island. In return, they encouraged our supporters to dine out at the participating restaurants. Go to find out at www.AIDSprojectRI.org. Again, www.AIDSprojectRI.org. Sponsored by www.rollerzone.com. And lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. www.DerekShapiroShow.com. Lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. www.DerekShapiroShow.com. Soundtrack out now. Going better than ever. Yes, with hits Do You Feel It by Rolla and How It Goes. J Smooth featuring Finelia. And At the End of the Day by Cherry Suede. And a new song by The Bay State, If I Get One More Knock at the Door. Go to www.DerekShapiroShow.com for further details. Back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.DerekShapiroShow.com, Essential Radio, of course. And this is the part where Essence was in this one. Back January 21st, Martin Luther King celebration at the Black Rep. And here's how it went.
Black Rep for the Martin Luther King Day celebration over here. And it is January 21st, but this is airing March 15th on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. We got Infinite from 88.1 WELH off the top radio. And Infinite, tell me about tonight's show tonight. Are you performing, by the way?
I just got in here, man. I'm fresh off of, I did the Master of Ceremonies for the Woonsocket City Celebration. My second year in a row doing that. So I was a little tired, but I said, I'm going to come out and show my face, kind of represent, for BSR, for 88.1, for Off the Top, really doing it right. And I'm on the bill. I think I'm performing tonight. So
awesome.
I look forward to it.
Awesome. Roll's on it, too. So this is going to be great. And what does this mean to you, Martin Luther King? What does this day mean to you?
Wow. Martin Luther King is one of my personal heroes. Every year I do this thing, it's an honor to do it because I actually listen to his speeches regularly. Like, this is my thing. I actually, I wouldn't say I pattern my life around him, but I really do believe that nonviolence is a better way to solve a problem than violence. I really believe that, underneath everything, we're all the same. Black, white, whatever. I cut you, you're going to bleed red. It's the same thing. We really have to love one another. So I celebrate Dr. King. I celebrate his mission. I try to embody that to some degree. As presumptuous as that is, as haughty as I sound, I really appreciate what he worked for. And I definitely challenge everyone to live peaceful every day. It's harder than living violently. Violence is easy.
And do you think his message got through to people now these days, or do you think we still have a long way to go?
I think we still have a long way to go. Actually, in my opening remarks today, I said, if we look at things like the genocides, if we look at things like this are going on, they're really negative right now, where they're blatantly being racist. The Sean Bell case, 1,001 different things that show us it ain't that cool just yet. Things aren't that peaceful just yet. We have a long way to go.
But in the same token, with Barack Obama, with him getting so many. People voting for him, do you think it's a step in the right direction now?
I think it definitely is a step in the right direction. I feel like it is telling, unfortunately, it's a little telling of the white male perspective of the white female, because Hillary didn't get the votes that, the black guy, because it's a male, I think that plays a role. But you know what? The fact that he definitely is a dark-skinned man who, is intelligent, who's into politics, who's really interested in changing the country, and it's selling as far as people are buying into the idea. Look at with Iowa, and they had their primaries. It was 95% white, and they're voting majority for him over Huckabee, over McCain. That's actually very significant. It's a different time that we're living in, and I really hope that we are serious about it as a country, and we're not just, doing it because, it's better than Bush. I really feel like if we really believe in it, we should support it.
Exactly. And another addition, another thing too, Off the Top Radio, when does that come on again for our viewers?
We're on Friday nights, somewhere between 8 and 11.
And BSRLive.com too.
Absolutely.
You can find a link from DerekShapiroShow.com to BSRLive.com too.
Absolutely. Thank you for your support, man. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Infinite. Alright, we got Jason Aiello from RealHipHopUncut.com. He's here tonight broadcasting live. Tell me about this Martin Luther King event and how this event means to you.
this event means to me, like, a lot has changed throughout time and throughout the years. Like, everything's gotten a lot better as far as, like, a lot more people are accepting hip-hop, a lot more people are accepting things in general, and definitely a lot has changed in a good way.
And tell me about, do you think that we have a lot more way to go with acceptance, or do you think it's getting a lot better?
Well, I guess it depends on how you look at it, because, I mean, there's always going to be people, always going to be those that, you know, do things that are screwy no matter what the situation is. There's always going to be people, you know, that, but for the most part, I see it's greatly improved. I've seen people trying to pull together. I mean, there's always going to be one or two or three idiots in every crowd, no matter who it is, and, you know, you get what I'm trying to say. Basically, we've come a long way.
Exactly. And a lot of people are surprised that you are a hip-hop radio show host that being white, you know what I'm saying?
That is a shock to a lot of people.
Same thing with me, too.
I've liked it since the 80s, early 80s, late, you know, and just, it's something, when you like music that much, when you like music that much, it always sticks with you, no matter whether you work at Walmart in between, no matter whether you work at all these other places in between, no matter what, if you like the music, it sticks with you.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
J.I.L.O.
And thank you for also coming and doing your thing with me.
Yes, no problem. All right, a lot of crossovers tonight on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Now I'm going to speak to the owner, Chris DiPaola.
It's all right. You got the Chris part right. You're doing great. We say Chris DiPaolo. It's an Italian town, and sometimes they tweak the last letter a little bit, so Chris DiPaolo. That's good enough.
The owner of WBLQ 96.7 in Westerly, Rhode Island, and on
WBLQ.net.
Tell me, are you on the radio too yourself?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I do the news every morning, and on the weekends, I'm a fill-in disc jockey. We do a show called The Time Machine, where we go way back in time to the 60s and to the 70s, and that was when R&B actually began. You got to give credit to your friends like Marvin Gaye and The Temptations and The Four Tops. I mean, if it weren't for them, this wouldn't be around today.
What is your, what is this meaning to you today about the significance of Martin Luther King Day?
The significance of Martin Luther King Day is it's not really given enough attention, and I was very happy when Jay from Ashaway, that was his original DJ name, when he invited me up here with him, because I get to see a true Martin Luther King celebration, a remembrance of him, what he stood for. I think the message gets lost over time, and I think people go about their daily business, they forget about why he said what he said, what his dream was, and the dream that he talks about in his speeches. We're all created equal. We all live on this planet, live in peace, get along, equality. And I think that coming to this event, I think music is the best way to show that people are equal. Where we all can relate to rhythm, we all can relate to music.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much from 96.7 WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, again on the Black Rep on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, being taped on January 21st on Martin Luther King's Day here at the Black Rep with Thomasina. Welcome to Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Thank you very much.
Tell me about what this means to you today on the celebration of Martin Luther King Day.
Oh, the celebration of Martin Luther King means a lot to me, especially being a black woman, and without the things that he did in his time for us today, you know, it wouldn't be happening. I wouldn't be here sitting with you having this interview.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it means a lot to me. It also is inspiring because I was speaking to someone earlier about it, and they were telling me how, you know, and I never thought of this, like Martin Luther King went after for what he believed in so hard until his death, and he continued to do that, knowing that there was possibility that he will be killed or he will die from it. And so, you know, that's been a big inspiration that, you know, you really need to go out for what you believe in, no matter what. Don't let anybody stop you. So, yeah, that's what it really means to me.
Do you think that the way society is now, do you think we have a lot of way to go, a lot more to go for equality, or do you think a lot has happened since Martin Luther King?
know, we can have a say, we can be in a head, you know what I'm saying? So, as although change has been made, I do definitely believe that we do still have a ways to go.
And what ways as a community can we do more?
Let me see, as a community.
Or as a society?
Maybe as a society, or even as a community, it's really up to the adults in this society and community to start reaching out more to children. You know, I know growing up, and in my mother's time, they were shunned a lot, and, you know, the parents didn't talk to the kids, and so they kind of carry that on. And I think in our society today, it's so important for the adults to take a stand and to go reach out to children, because children right now think they run everything, you know, and they are, eventually are going to run everything, but it's really up to adults of today to, you know, to guide them to the way, because they're the ones who are going to run our lives and our, you know, to make our decisions when we're older. So I think definitely adults need to be more involved in the children and understanding where they're at and the changes that are happening so quickly in the world, that, you know, to help them to understand that, you know, we really have to not take advantage of what life has.
Well, thank you very much, Thomasina, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. All right, you still have the Black Rap on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show on the special Martin Luther King's Day with Fed Hill over here. Tell me about your meeting today about Martin Luther King on over here on the Black Rap.
Well, I would say Fed Hill is Martin Luther King's dream. We are black, white, Spanish, everything working together as a team. That was his dream, you know what I mean? And basically that's what Fed Hill is. Fed Hill is Martin Luther King's dream in a package. And we ain't got to say too much more. Rest in peace, Mr. King. Fuck the hell, man. It's federal.
What do you got to say about you?
I just got to say rest in peace, Dr. King and Coretta. You know, keep your head up. You did a good job with the children. I mean, if it wasn't for him and y'all, I wouldn't be here today because I'm biracial, so rest in peace.
And what about you, what do you say,
we need more, y'all. That's what I got to say.
Awesome. Let me ask you a question, too. With being Martin Luther King, you know, do you think this society has still a long way to go for equality, or do you think, well, we're there now?
I mean, we're always going to be far from that, man. You know what I mean? So, I think we got a long way to go. I know we got a long way to go, but like my man P said, you look at Fed Hill, we are living that dream right there. You know what I mean? So.
Okay, and actually, it continues on the other side of this tape here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. I'm just getting it, and as I recorded at the Black Rep, and here's how the West went. Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
All right, we got Eunice over here. Eunice, the poet.
And how you feeling?
On Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, and even though this is March 15th when this is airing, this is January 21st, Martin Luther King's Day when I'm recording this, what does this whole Martin Luther King thing mean to you?
It's more than just Martin Luther King. It's a time for people to wake up. You know, like, people always say Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Rosa Parks. There were other great, famous black people that we need to recognize. This is a wake-up call, not only for Martin Luther King, but also the artists and people to, you know, think about what you say when you hit that microphone. Think about the forefathers that came before you and died for you. If Martin Luther King was right here, right now, what would he say? You know, so it's a wake-up call. We need that. We need more of this. We need this every month. We need people to wake up every month. We need to, you know, we need that.
In what ways?
In all ways. Culturally, you know, if you don't like to read, watch documentaries. You know, if you don't like watching TV, find another way or write. Or just wake up and be in touch with your art and your culture and your history. You know, that's important. We need that.
Do you think that we came a long way since Martin Luther King Day? Do you think we have a long still way to go?
We've come a long way, but now it seems to me that it's going to be a struggle for us to get back. I don't know where we went wrong. Our family structures, I feel, are disintegrating. Respect for our women and our family structures are disintegrating. So I feel we need to go backwards. We need to go back to the 60s and 70s and figure out what happened. What happened to our music? What happened to messages? What happened? When I was a kid, you could listen to the radio and actually be educated. Now it's like I'm being dumbed down. So I have to search other, you have to search for knowledge. Knowledge is infinite. Bible, Quran, it's infinite. The Torah, knowledge is infinite. Talking to people, listening, learning and growing, you know. We need that more.
Sure. Well, I do thank you very much, and here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Thank you.
All right, now we have Chachi over here, the head of Polyphonics, that's how you pronounce it. Yeah, the Black Rep. And tell me, for Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, tell me about what this means to you, Martin Luther King Day.
Oh, man, it's such an important day. You know, all the events that I've been doing, you know, as of late, I'm an MC by heart and by trade, and I became an event promoter by necessity. So all the events I do, I make sure that they, you know what I'm saying, they're encompassed by messages of peace and unity, and I make sure that my events are all ages. A powerful day, man, just to be able to sit back and reflect on all the strides we've made together as a people, and you know, just culturally coming up and being raised in between two cultures. Since I was young, I'm a Cape Verdean American, and just being raised in this country and just, you know, seeing all the hardships and struggles firsthand with my own family, it's real good to be able to be in a position of power and be able to offer a stage and carry on traditions such as freedom of speech, and you know, just be able to carry on the message that Dr. Martin Luther King and so many people died for in order for us to be able to pass these things on, such as the freedom to express yourself and the freedom to fight for your natural rights as a human being. And that's all we're doing here. We're promoting love. We're promoting peace every single Monday night right here at the Exodus Cafe inside the Providence Black Rep. And it's just a open microphone that's allowing people to voice their opinion and to show off their God-given talents. And
do you think that we came a long way since Martin Luther King? Or do you think we still have a long way to go for equality in America?
I think there's definitely still a long way to go, but strides have definitely been made, you know. But as long as there's people hardship, as long as there's people being incarcerated for unjust reasons, as long as there's still racism existing, as long as there's still a divide between the have and the have-nots, and as long as we still operate under a government policy that does not allow, you know, average human being to live due to things such as minimum wage and slave wages still existing today, you know, and slavery still existing today in a lot of parts of the country, unfortunately, you know, we're still fighting to preserve and live under laws that were passed years ago, but for some reason, the people in charge, the government, tends to, you know what I'm saying, put a wool over the eyes of those that, you know what I'm saying, don't have the ability or the knowledge to go ahead and seek out what their natural rights are. So it's definitely always a long way to go, but, you know, just try to keep a smile on my face and just try to, you know, give hope to those that have none and show love to those that get none and just keep moving like that.
Thank you very much, Chachi. Once again, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Hey, bro.
We have John from Riders Against the Storm.
Yeah.
And here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Tell me about what this event means to you about Martin Luther King Day here at the Black Rep on January 21st.
Well, I think I was just sharing some of that with your wife, is just that, you know, I think love is something, it's an element that's really missing from our society. And I think that that's something that people like Mahatma Gandhi, whose name actually meant great soul. It's about the spirit. It's about giving. It's about giving actually more than you actually receiving. You know what I'm saying? It's about just giving love and showing love to everybody in just society, because I have a quote here that I wrote down as a part of a flyer that I'm handing out. But it says here, it says, we may have all come on different ships, but we're in the same boat now. And it also says, whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. I can never be what I ought to be until you are what you ought to be. This is the interrelated structure of reality. So it's like, you know what I mean? If I want greatness, I should want it for you. I should want it for everybody around me. See, poverty is like, it takes that away from you. It strips you of dignity. It strips you of, you know, just resources. It strips you of just the things that it takes to be a human. It strips you of love a lot of times, you know what I mean? And so when you grow up in these environments, you end up not really caring much about anybody but maybe yourself. And we have to really try to spread love and just spread. It's the only solution. It's the only possibility for a change. You know? know what I mean? And I think people like King, like, just embodied that. And he was not afraid to live love. And he died because he loved so strongly. And he made the ultimate sacrifice because he was not afraid to speak out. The real reason he was killed was because he was speaking out against Vietnam. Vietnam was a big issue. He was basically saying it like it was, and they didn't want him talking anymore. When he was talking as somebody that was talking about poverty and we should all be equal, they liked that. Oh, we should have a dream. But when he started talking about the real situation, about how our Asian brothers were being cheated, how our African brothers were being cheated, he started bringing it to an international scope. That's when he got attacked. You know what I mean? Because I don't see myself any different than someone that's sitting in Iraq right now that's being bombed out of their home. Someone that doesn't have water, clean water to drink. Where are the kids going to school right now that live in Iraq? They're living in a war zone. How can we as people accept that and sit back as Americans and be like, oh, well, I got my Monday Night Football and I got my whatever, I got my sofa, my leather sofa or whatever, and just forget about what's going on? So it's really, like, to me, it's about love. Like, as much as I dislike someone like George Bush and what he's doing, I still got to show some type of love to him, because in the end, he's a human. He has the ability to change. You know what I'm saying? We all have the ability to change. You know what I mean? And I think that's God. You know, that's the ultimate gift. You know what I'm saying? It's just being able to see everybody as yourself. You know what I mean? Because we all have things that we're trying to change in ourselves. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to change. And my wife may look at me and see something in me, and she's like trying to change in me, and I'm trying to work at it. So everybody's the same. You know what I mean? But the problem is we separate ourselves based on race, based on religion, based on culture, based on all that. And it's really a distraction. God is totally against that. You know what I'm saying? The creator, whatever you want to call it, Buddha, Jesus, whatever you're at, there's one God, you know what I'm saying? It's a universal love that should be just practiced.
Thank you once again from Riders Against the Storm. Now, Tiger, part of Riders Against the Storm, I'm going to ask you, Tiger, now. What is your feeling about today's event, about Martin Luther King Day here at the Black Rat?
Martin Luther King is an extraordinary man. I have recently, right now I'm doing a small tour of some small elementary schools, and we're doing performances about Martin Luther King. It's with Azili Porch Productions. And during that experience, I've been able to really get a chance to study Martin Luther King, some of his speeches, kind of see where his life has been, and kind of in a sequence of where his life started, where it ended up. And there's really no words for him. His speaking was stunning. You couldn't help but be affected, whether you were a rabid racist or, you know, just someone trying to make it through the day. His speeches affected you and affected people so much that it's carrying out into today. And that's just the mark of a great man. That's the mark of a man that was anointed to bring a certain spirit about in a time that was just restless and, you know, just totally unpeaceful. And he brought about a greatness in people. And yeah.
And do you think we came a long way since Dr. Martin Luther King? Do you think we have a long way to go for equality?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, where Martin Luther King had started was just the tip of the iceberg. And I think if he were around now, he definitely would be disheartened by the way, especially the youth and, you know, people in general have kind of the direction that we've taken, pretty much. And I'm pretty sure that things are going to move into a more positive direction, because there's only so low you can go before, you know, people are just tired. And it gets to that point is when, you know, change comes, you know, when people can just wake up tired.
Well, thank you very much, Tiger, from Rise Against the Storm here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. All right, now we have Rola again, not again on this episode, but for the first time interviewing her at the Black Rep tonight. It's going to be on March 15th, of course, but we're recording it January 21st of Dr. Martin Luther King Day. Tell me about, what does this event mean to you?
This event means a lot. It means for the black people, but not just for the black people. It means for the white man as well. It means for the Chinese. It means for everybody. Right?
Why for them too? Why for the white man and the Chinese?
Because that's the main, that's what Dr. Martin Luther King was speaking about, you know what I mean? Bringing everybody, every nation together, you know what I'm saying? breaking those, I guess, racial barriers and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know, that's what it is. We should, and not just for this particular day, we should all be coming together for every single day. You know what I mean? That's what God does. That's what Jesus does. You know, his son. It's not just for one day. It's for every single day as you live your life, as we do things in life, and what you take from it and what you give in it. You know what I'm saying?
And do you think that there's a long way to go for equality here in America since Dr. Martin Luther King, or do you think we have a long way to go for equality?
We have a long way to go, but we've come a long way. You know what I'm saying?
In which ways do you think we came a long way?
Some of the barriers have been broken. The racial is still there, but I mean, we've come a long way.
And which ways do you think we still have ways to go to get better?
A black man being up there just as well as a white man. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you understand that, then you don't understand what I'm saying.
Do you think if Barack Obama wins in 2008?
Yeah, that right there is what I'm talking about. He should automatically get in there, not just because he's black, and because he's gonna probably get in there, it's because he's black, because people are making it seem as if it's a big deal. You know what I'm saying? Because of his color. But he should just be welcome in there because of the fact he wants to be president. You know what I'm saying? Like, as if he was Bush, but he's not Bush, you know?
Well, thank you very much. Rola! Rola! All right, here at the Black Rep, here on Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show.
Hey, this is Rola, the co-host, the assistant co-host for the Derek Shapiro Show on www.derekshapiroshow.com. And we are here with the host himself, Derek Shapiro. How you doing?
Good, you're interviewing me. I can't believe this now.
Yeah. So we want to get your perception about this holiday, Dr. Martin Luther King. What do you feel about this?
I think it's really great that we're all here celebrating it. You know, many genre of artists, you know, Rola, Eunice, and Riders Against the Storm is here in the same building as Fred Hill. Chachi's here, of course. Derek Shapiro Show, realhiphopuncut.com, and as well as 88.1, and as well as WBLQ 96.7. So it just feels great that we're all here honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Day here at the Black Rep, and the celebration's happening. You know what I'm saying?
Right. How do you think?
I think that if it wasn't for Dr. Martin Luther King, I don't know if we would be together.
Regardless, back in the day when this...
Now you cut me off.
Yeah, you cut me off so many times. But I think back in the day, regardless, you know, that the racial things was going on, people were still falling in love and having interrelation, you know.
It wasn't accepted until Dr.
True.
Dr. Martin Luther
You're right.
King. And it's being even more accepted now. And I think that now, I mean, we have mixed children, London and River. And with
hey, boom,
that,
boom.
You know, boom, boom, and big man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And of course, they're always on the Derek Shapiro Show. And,
yeah, you cut me off so many times. But I think back in the day, regardless, you know, that the racial things was going on, people were still falling in love and having interrelation, you know.
It wasn't accepted until Dr.
True.
Dr. Martin Luther King.
You're right.
And it's being even more accepted now. And I think that now, I mean, we have mixed children, London and River. And
hey, boom,
that,
boom.
You know, boom, boom. And big man. Always on the Derek Shapiro Show, and hey, London's in a song with you, you know.
And, yeah, you're in a song with me.
Yes, and it brings good. I mean, look at the song by Stevie Wonder and Paul McCartney.
Right. Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney.
You know, but like Ebony and Ivory.
Yeah.
song. I can't sing for, you know, Diddly Squat, but, you know, but that's the bottom line.
All right, well, we want to thank you for being here on Derek Shapiro's show. Anything, well, anything else?
That's all. Take it easy. All right, now we're with Dante Inferno. Here on Losing Some of the Derek Shapiro Show. Tell me about what this means to you, this event today, here at the Black Rep.
What it means to me is the fact that that a man sacrificed himself to make a difference in the world. And to me, I feel like a lot of people don't really appreciate or take advantage of the opportunity that he's given us. So as an individual, and it's not a black or white thing, but as an individual, I want to show that I do appreciate what he's done for us, and not just for myself or us, but as all people in the world, because there was a time where there was segregation and we couldn't fellowship with one other kind of color and another, and he went up against that by himself and conquered it. And that's a lot of things, that's one of the things that people don't really say about him as a man, that he went up against one of the strongest strongholds in our country, and he defeated it. And who knows how this would have impacted other countries if he didn't do this. So that's what it means to me, that a man had, he believed in something, he stood up for what he believed in, and we don't see too many people carry on that tradition, maybe because some of them feel like they're going to end up like him, dead, and that's what I'm talking about in my song tonight. But the fact of the matter is, I love the fact that a man stood up for what he believed in, and I believe in that man, so I'm going to stand up for what I believe in as well, because this man set an example for me. So that's what it really means to me.
Tell me about, do you think that since Dr. Martin Luther King, do you think that we came a long way? Do you think we have more of a ways to go before equality and all?
Well, to tell you the truth, you can't really say that something will come to an end, because as long as you're living on Earth, you will always evolve, you will constantly grow. So to say that you as a person is going to accomplish everything that you set out to accomplish, it ain't going to happen, because you might start some goals right now and your son or daughter may finish it out. So you can't really say that somebody's really going to make it to a point where it's going to actually be finished, because it's going to be an on continuous thing. Could it get better? I believe that, yes. Oh, could it get worse? I believe that as well, but it depends on individuals and which way they want to take it, for better or for worse.
And which ways can we get better as a society?
Well, one of the things that I think would make society better is if, one, we had it where everybody was at an equal amount, because if people didn't have no reason to be jealous of another person, then why would they be jealous or envious of a person which will cause them to act the way they act towards one another? Like, if I'm looking at you as an individual and you had the same things that I have, some people will say life will be boring, but not really, because then we could more celebrate than actually be sitting up there saying, like, you know what, he got more than me, or he got a better wife than me, so you know what, I really can't learn from him, or I can't fellowship with him because I'm envying and I can't learn from them. So I feel if we all had the equal amount, then it wouldn't be really, it'd be less jealousy, I could say. I can't say it wouldn't be no jealousy.
Well, thank you very much, Dante Inferno, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Hey, Inferno is Dante, baby.
Can you do a little thing of I'm Him quick?
Feeling old, want someone to make you feel young, boy, nice alone, just want to have fun. Yeah, I'm him. I'm him.
I'm him.
Need someone to take you out time to time. Candlelight dinners, drink a little wine. Yeah, I'm him. I'm him. Y'all know what it is.
Thank you, Dante Martin. All right, Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show now. We have Fliz. I want to ask you about...
What up?
Yes, I want to ask you about tonight's meeting about Martin Luther King, and what does it all mean to you?
It means everything to me being a black man, you know what I mean? But more than that, I have the freedom to just come here, express myself, and do as I do and do what I want. And there's people before me who came and, you know, struggled so I can do this. So, you know, it's much love, and gotta respect my man's memory. MLK all day.
And tell me, do you think we came a long way since Martin Luther King, or do you think we have a long way to go to equality and justice?
That's life, though. Life is, if you ever feel you made it somewhere, pretty much you lost. You should always be, like, striving to be somewhere better, and, you know, and keep on moving, keep a new mission in life. Life is a bunch of little missions till you get to the end, you know what I mean? But there really is no end.
And how does someone do that if they're struggling today?
Well, if you're struggling today, you know, I mean, pretty much, you know, I see a lot of, like, racism and stuff still, you know, to this day myself. You know what? You can't sweat that. You gotta sometimes migrate towards a positive. There's a lot of negative you're gonna come across every day, whether it's racism or not. So, you know what, there's a lot of people who don't like me because of where I look or whatever, but you know what, there's a lot of people who love me for the way I look and what I do, so I'll migrate towards them.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Fliz of Mildix. Hoodam. Still the block rep, January 21st. I'll lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show with my man Essence from Essential Radio. Tell me, Essence, what does this night mean to you with Martin Luther King?
Yeah, this night, this, you know, is a meaning of wonderful things, a meaning of union, community, togetherness, you know, just basically a meaning of coming together, all races, no matter what background, what community, what culture, just celebrating. Sure, it's not just about one particular day, but as you go forward forever.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Essence. What does Martin Luther King Day mean to you for this event over here in the block rep?
It means everything, because Martin Luther King was a powerful man, so we got to live on a legend, you know what I mean?
Do you think we came a long way since Martin Luther King?
Say it again. Say that again.
Say, do you think we came a long way since Martin Luther King, or do you think we have a long way still to go?
I still have a long way to go.
Mortiza. We have Jose over here on Louis Zizel with the Derek Shapiro Show. What does Martin Luther King this day mean to you? And celebrating at the Black Rep.
Man, what it means to me is the fact that we all get a chance today as one, you know what I mean, just to come together and unite for this show itself. I mean, I got a chance to perform, and if it wasn't for that dude, you know what I'm saying, I'm Spanish, but you know, he touched everybody. Everybody he touched is here today. If he didn't touch you, he's going to touch you one way or the other. So right now it just means unity for me right now. It's a good thing right now.
Thank you very much. Now, what's your name, Sid, for Louis Zizel with the Derek Shapiro Show? What's your name?
My name is P. Lowe.
Now, for what group?
From Trinity Road.
Tell me about what Martin Luther King this festival means to you over here at the Black Rep.
Man, it's just over here at the Black Rep right now, history is being made right now. You have all the major artists in hip-hop, R&B, spoken word, poetry. History is really being made, and you know what I mean? I know that Dr. Martin Luther King is loving what he's saying right now.
Awesome. And do you think we made a lot of progress since Dr. Martin Luther King made his, his era?
Of course. I mean, as you see here, the Black Reps here, there are other places, you know, all over the world that are like the Black Rep, and I'm sure that's what Dr. Martin Luther King, that's what Ozzie Davis, that's what Malcolm X, that's what all of them wanted to see.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Definitely.
And what's your name?
My name's Lazarus.
What group again?
With Trinity Road Productions.
Tell me, what does this mean to you about this whole day today here at the Black Rep for Martin Luther King?
Oh, man, that's an excellent question. You know what? I really believe that he's up there looking down on us now. The dream that he had, the speeches that he gave, and the hardships that he led our people to go ahead and do, it's like what it is. It's all bringing about a change, and in that change, one little change brings about a bigger change, it brings about a bigger change. And although we haven't fully gotten there yet, we are a lot further than we were before. And you know, God is good, and I just believe, you know, it's a great thing to be a part of environments and shows like this, because it just shows proof to everybody else out there that, you know, regardless of what's going on in the world, that there still is love.
Thank you very much.
All right, and there you have it from the Black Rep. Of course, that was a very important night there, and very, you know, long segment, of course, but we had to play it because it's very, you know, people should remember that, not just because of Martin Luther King Day, because, you know, every month, you know, we should honor that, right, Essence, of course, right?
That's right.
Yes, and we have two shorter segments coming up. We have the from Jerky's, and then we do have from Club Octane, but first, this is Roll Out with Do You Feel It off the Derek Shapiro Show soundtrack here on Derek Shapiro Show.
I feel it all in my soul. Here I go, here I go, here I go again some more. Conquering up all my dreams. Nothing gonna stop me. Oh yeah. you're so beautiful. It's my turn now, I'ma have it all.
Join me next month, April 15th at 8 p.m. for another edition of Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show right here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. A special Derek Shapiro Show, yes, spring break style, with another Phony Calls and Spring Break with Grandmaster D on the Streets and rock band from Rhode Island, The Igniters. And in addition to that, we're going to have 90s sensation PM Dawn and comedian actor Robert Klein on the next show, episode number 24, right here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com.